Home. They say it's where the heart is. They also say it's wherever you make it. They don't say. It's where you unload your stuff, get tired halfway through unpacking, use some boxes as furniture, realize your oven mitt's in a box that doubles as a nightstand, don't want to buy a new nightstand, and use a towel as an oven mitt instead. But no matter where you call home, GEICO makes it easy to bundle and save on renters and car insurance. Easier than grabbing a piping hot pan with a towel that's a bit too thin and trying to quickly get it to the counter. Ooh, hot, 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 hot.
This episode is brought to you by Verizon. Get a Verizon Business Unlimited plan from the network businesses rely on. Hey, Monica, with 5G Ultra Wideband in many more cities, you get up to 10 times the speed at no extra cost.
Hello, downloads in no time.
Plus, unlimited premium data and hotspot data to keep the signal flowing and your teams going. Come in or book an appointment with a Verizon business expert to find the right plan for your team. 5G Ultra Wideband available in over 1,700 cities with Business Unlimited Pro 2.0 smartphone plan. Speed comparison is to median Verizon 4G LTE speeds. Download speeds may vary depending upon network and coverage conditions and content optimization for 5G Ultra Wideband.
The Benzinga Cannabis Capital Conference is back. Join the biggest gathering of cannabis investors and entrepreneurs for this exclusive two-day event, April 20th and 21st at the Fountain Blue, Miami Beach. This year, we're pulling out all the stops with a revamped lineup of C-suite speakers from across the space, private one-on-one meeting booths, and an exclusive VIP lounge. Go to bzcannabis.com to get your tickets today. Again, that's bzcannabis.com. Can't wait to see you there.
We're back, y'all. We are back. I am psyched. We have the one, the only Latin America Terminator himself, Javier Hase. He is here with us to drop some knowledge bombs. We're ready to go.
Was that a new intro? It was, right? This was the first time we rolled it.
I mean, same like awesome like pump up theme music, but Aaron throws us some great like visual curveballs here. We have two.
That is what caught my eye.
Yeah. So you know, a quick disclaimer here. This is live. I know, crazy, right? So last week we had two recorded shows. Pretty awesome conversations that we just had to get in. We talked to Virtosa, their chief innovation officer, Austin Stevenson, I believe, yes. Javier. And then we also talked to the CEO of Cybin. Took a little trip toward the mental health side, psychedelics. We wanted to get an update from him as we, of course, have major psychedelics coverage with Doug Drysdale, the CEO over there. So check both of those interviews out if you missed them. Oh, I can talk a lot in one breath. It's pretty impressive. I got to tell you, Javi, how are you?
You could be a soccer, you know. The
I should be a
commentator.
A
color analyst. The other one.
Yes, exactly. The commentator. Javi, how you been, man?
Doing great. You know, just trying to keep up with the news. So much going on. You know, earnings season
today
is here.
Today was crazy.
Today we had like Zenerba. We had Riv Capital, like Nextleaf, The Balance Company, Rome Rogue. Kronos Group, Village Farms,
and
GTI.
There it is. GTI.
It's all media.com/cannabis/earnings. Now,
but let's talk about a few that stood out, right? Just like 1 minute here. We don't have to spend too long on earnings. You guys can definitely hit all of Javier's team's coverage. But for me, I thought GTI was really impressive. Obviously, they're a tier one operator. They know what they're doing. They have experience. They have a huge footprint. I think over 70 dispensaries. But I thought their growth was still incredibly respectable. I think it was almost 40% year over year, right?
Yeah. 37% for revenue.
37% year over year revenue growth. So, I mean, for a company that was already making some of the largest revenue numbers in the space, it's something to note.
So, GTBIF on the OTC, GTII up in Canada, if you're looking for some interesting place on this. I also like Zenerba. I always like to see. Mm-hmm. What's going on with the pharma plays, and of course they're reducing net losses, right? You won't see profits for a while in the sector.
But Zygel, I mean, they're making steps there. I think they just got approved for phase two, 14-week phase two trial, right? So that's super intriguing. Obviously, they're focused on more pediatric side. I think behavioral adjustment therapies, if I'm not mistaken, for deletion disorders.
Okay. I tried.
All right. You know, I attempted it, but, you know, they do focus on behavioral symptoms.
Here's what caught my eye today. It was British American Tobacco Yes. Investing an additional $6.3 million Canadian, right, into Organigram. That's OGI on NASDAQ. Just as a reminder, right, British American Tobacco already had invested into Organigram in the past, and they had rights to exercise certain options, right? So they boosted their position, their equity stake from 18.8 to 19.5%. Very, very interesting move in terms of big tobacco continuing to bet on cannabis and honestly, not just cannabis, but also smoking cessation. We've seen mm-hmm. some of that a few weeks ago. We talked about that as well. Remember,
you're so seeing more and more of these news stories, Javi. I'm sorry to cut you off. You can finish your thought here, but just like more cannabis, you know, partnering with tobacco and alcohol, investing in cannabis, Sundial acquiring a private alcohol retailer, Alcana. I mean, there's just some major, I think, back and forth you see on almost a weekly basis right now. So, you know, honestly, I think this is super important. I think Beanie and her team have done an amazing job. Y'all, I do want to take a second. If you are invested into a cannabis stock right now, drop a one in the chat, right? Just let us know. Are you a cannabis investor? Are you just, you know, you're learning about the space right now? You may invest mm-hmm. one day. Drop a two. Right. It's okay either way.
Stock too, right?
Like, yeah. Drop your stocks that you want to hear about. But here's where I'm going with this. We took a little turn in February, right? So in 2021, you saw ancillary stocks lead the way, really, especially your REIT stocks, your real estate investment trust like AFC Gamma. New Lake Capital did well for a while there. IIPR, of course. In February, we saw a turn for them. I think they were overall down. As an ancillary whole, you saw some Weedmaps had a fantastic February. iPower, not so much. Hydro Farm had a great one. You know, so, I mean, it's back and forth there, but ancillary overall was down. And this is where we're leading into our interview today. U.S. operators were up. They were up. Javi, what do you think that is, man?
I mean, honestly, a rebound, you know, much clearer, like potentially, you know, clearer path toward some kind of regulation and legislation for the industry. General bullishness in the markets. I really don't know. Honestly, you know, we'd seen a thing also in seasonality regarding sales in January after the holidays. So, you know, it's a mixture of several things. Of course, you know, strong earnings from several of the bigger companies are not hurting the overall market either.
I mean, and you have to look at the company we're talking to today. We have Verano Holdings. We'll get to Aaron in a minute, so let's give him another minute, Aaron Thomas. But Aaron Miles, their chief investment officer, is going to join us here in a couple to talk about this. But they acquired Goodness Growth. And of course, the excitement around that for the Goodness Growth stock was massive. It was massive. So you're talking about entrances into new markets. And I'm not going to take Aaron Miles' thunder that I can't wait to hear his perspective of where these markets will sit in their overall footprint. Mm-hmm. But Javier, anything you want to say to that specifically? Because Goodness Growth was the top mover of U.S. operators. And I think for a pretty obvious reason.
Look at that. That is super interesting. I mean, honestly, I love to see, you know, the stocks rebound and you know, regain some of their strength. I'm sure Aaron can tell us a lot more about that. But you know, it's not unusual to see an acquisition target deliver great returns for investors. Yeah. You know?
And let's address a couple comments in the chat here. OGI, Duke the Fool. I mean, they're not going anywhere. I mean, OGI will be around. I think Beanie has done a fantastic job, as I said. But also, I don't think British American Tobacco will let them go anywhere.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, like, they certainly look like an acquisition target for.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And then Planted Cyclist has a couple of stocks to point out. Maps and Leafly, used for years, but I like Maps because of the education and business aspect for customers. I love Weed Maps, and mm-hmm. I'm going to take this to plug our event. Aaron Miles will be speaking at our Miami Beach cannabis event April 20th and 21st. You can be there, bzcannabis.com, to get your tickets. But he'll be speaking. But we're also going to have Weed Maps. We're going to have a lot of your industry leaders. But Weed Maps is going to talk about creating access to cannabis and how to get new users while also actively engage current consumers. So Planet Cyclist also talks about grow generation. All of this can't be done without the tools. Agree with you on that.
There's Larry bringing up the parent company. We also have Troy Datcher speaking at the Cannabis Capital Conference, April 20th and 21st, Fountainville, Miami Beach.
Yeah, I just want to, you know, kind of round this out for the hydroponics side. AgriFi, you look at somebody who is becoming an all-around partner to the companies they work with. You got to look at AgriFi. You know, I think they're outperforming their hydroponics competitors right now. And I'm not saying that to slight GrowGen. I'm not saying that to slight iPower or Hydrofarm had a great February as well.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, there's tons of players out there who are really respectable.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm sorry, Javi. I took us down a stock divestiture here. But
zero problem with this. The one thing I do have a problem with is not having Mr. Aaron Miles on screen right now. Let's bring him up.
The transition effect here from Javier Jase. Let's talk about it.
I like his, you know that.
Let's do it. We got Aaron Miles, CIO of Verano Holdings. How are you, sir? Can you hear us? You look great.
I'm not sure.
Okay, Javier, can you hear me? Let's start with that.
I can hear you.
All right. So we're getting Aaron Miles back on. He had a great smile for us. He was ready to go. Probably just some audio things happening there. As we are waiting, y'all, drop more tickers in the chat. We can always address now and or after the interview. Aaron is going to be on for sure here. We just talked to him on this, so not really concerned about it. But Javier, other news lines you can bring up for us while we're waiting on Aaron?
Oh, yeah. I mean, one of the most interesting ones to me was John, you know, around billionaire John Whitaker.
Isle of Man, right?
Yes. Peel Group will create a facility, a cannabis cultivation facility in the Isle of Man. They plan to invest £100 million, which is like $136 million. Once again, you know, just showing the mainstreaming of cannabis, right? Every time we see another one of these big billionaires from traditional businesses, you know, enter the industry, it's a sign of the progress, you know, in terms of capital markets as well, and in general investability.
How do you feel about the European market right now? I mean, there's a lot of news around it, and I think mostly positive, but there's countries that it's not always positive, like your Italy, you know. But I mean, like the UK is moving forward. I think some novel foods applications recently from the EU.
I mean, yeah. So far, the big players are, of course, Germany, right, is the biggest player. We know about that. But Portugal is also, you know, picking up steam as a producer and exporter.
Mm-hmm. Germany's that key, though, right?
Yeah.
Germany's key.
But for now, right, for now, as the markets develop, you will see other big countries emerge as interesting players and targets for all these companies, right? For now, the focus is placed on Germany, the same way it was placed on California for such a long time in the U.S. And suddenly a bunch of other markets showed up and popped up. And you know, Aaron will probably tell us, you know, California is not necessarily the most interesting market.
Right.
Well, right now, Aaron, actually, let's bring him back on.
There we go.
There you go.
It's the man. Can you hear us?
All right. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah, we got you now. You looked great, right? You know, the smile was there. You were ready to go. You know, just
let's stop it right there. So I'll wave. I'll say bye, and you know, I didn't get the answer. Javi got Terminator. What a new one. So if I could get something,
I have like a new one for Javier every show, man. I mean, that's his benefit for keeping me on. Aaron, so you know, we know about Verano, right? You know, Verano is a really impressive tier one multi-state operator. You know, I think a lot of people in cannabis probably know who you are. That being said, can you just give us a really quick introduction to the footprint and reach of your company?
Absolutely. So currently 15 state footprint, active in 12, and that is not with the pending acquisition of Goodness Growth. Once we you know, get that across the hurdle. You know, once we pass all the regulatory movement that we have to complete there, we'll have 18 and be active in 15 states, which is, you know, really all by design. We've been very deliberate in the way that we're building out our footprint. And over the last year, I know we've stayed very close to the Benzinga team and have kind of been telling the story as we've gone along. We have methodically, deliberately, and strategically built out our footprint. And, you know, 16 acquisitions with two pending may seem like, you know, we're just shooting from the hip and trying to add numbers. But every deal we've done has been very strategic, and it's been very, you know, critical to the way that we're building out our footprint. We knew New York was going to be kind of the, you know, that piece to the puzzle where, you know, we didn't want to just be relevant from going public to where we're at now. We want to be a lead steer in the space, and we knew that we would have to add that state, you know, at some point. So we took our time, we evaluated our options there, and here we are. So 18 state footprint, 15 active, 93 plus dispensaries, you know, 12 cultivation facilities, actually it'll be 15 after the acquisition closes, with 1.1 million square feet of cultivation space. So really happy with what we're accomplishing, what we're building. And Javi, I know last time we talked, I said, okay, we're going to take a, you know, a step back and take a breath. And we just stepped on the gas pedal and just keep going, because there's, you know, we're definitely at a point of consolidation in the space.
You bring up New York, right? I know that the Goodness Growth acquisition provides you access to New York, Minnesota, and New Mexico. So, I mean, we'll get into Minnesota and New Mexico in a second, but like, what's the footprint in New York, right? What are you acquiring in terms of access to the New York market? And you know,
yeah, for sure. So, you know, we obviously will have a cultivation facility. We'll have the you know, the five medical, three rec dispensaries once it's all said and done. The Goodness Growth team, you know, I want to start by saying, you know, we've been very, very impressed with what they've built and the assets that they've been able to collect along the way. We took a wait and see approach with New York, and a lot of companies made investments early on in 2018 mm-hmm. and 2019. You know, we could have done that, but our ROI, we wanted more near term return on that. And so we made other strategic investments waiting to see how the New York market was going to play out. So for us, you know, we saw the adult use, you know, program roll out, and then we wanted to see what the licensing regime was going to look like in this next wave. Looking at New Jersey, and not to pivot to a different state, but if you looked at how that second wave of licensing rolled out, it was more social equity focused. So when we started to see how this played out, we said we're going to go down the acquisition route. We evaluated our options and our opportunities. Goodness Growth, we have a strong relationship with them. And, you know, I know we're going to touch on Minnesota and New Mexico here in a bit, but it gave us, and it will give us once we close the deal, multiple assets through one deal. I mean, we've done 16, you know, two pending. Each deal takes bandwidth. So when you can start to layer on multiple assets through one deal, that's a benefit that, you know, we didn't even really highlight. I think people just focused in on, okay, they're getting into New York, but this actually adds very strategic assets for us through one acquisition.
I love that. A quick follow-up question for you specifically on New York, and then I have a question that leads us to Minnesota. In terms of how the market...
As long as I continue to make everything look pretty and shiny on the outside, I didn't care how miserable and ugly I felt on the inside. I realized that I deserved a better me, so I can be the wife and the mom that I really wanted to be.
If you're ready to get real about addiction treatment, call Karen. A recent independent study showed that 94% of Karen patients were still in recovery 90 days post-treatment. Visit caron.org/real. Karen. Real results. Real care. Real about recovery.
BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Register using code CHAMPION200 and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code CHAMPION200 to win $200 when you bet $10 on an MLB game and either team hits a home run. Sign up today and find out why nothing beats a win at the King of Sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Virginia only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-532-3500. 800.
Has acted this week. How important is this new bill that Kathy Hochul's administration has signed in for the hemp farmers conditional licensing? Does that affect you? Are you excited for the support for more local farmers? Mm-hmm. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that.
I mean, for context, maybe for the viewers, right, real quick, there's this proposal, right, that would enable social equity hemp farmers to produce THC for a limited time, right, till the licensing process is complete, right? Am I correct? I don't want to, you know.
No, that is correct. I think the fear with any market transitioning over to adult use, I mean, look what happened in Canada, you know, October 2018, everyone was pumping their fists in the air and they ran out of supply in 2 weeks. So as the multi-state operators get up and running, you know, there is a time and a place where I think the incremental supply coming in, you know, potentially from, you know, these provisional licenses that are going to be issued are going to play, you know, a role in this. Is it going to be direct competition for us? That's yet to be determined. Outdoor grows versus what we can produce from a quality perspective indoor. There's some limitations around how big these grows can be. And we also need to get a little bit more clarity on, you know, there's 60, 70 licenses up and running, but there were 700, provisional licenses issued. How big is the market actually going to be? But at the end of the day, we're all battling against the black market. And what's mm-hmm. going to get people to transition over to the legal market is going to be quality of product, accessibility of product, and pricing. And I think this is, you know, more of a gap filler. I mean, there's obviously a lot of information and news that needs to come out. We need to see the framework. But I think initially, it's a good move by the state of New York to, you know, make sure that once they do transition over to adult use, that there's going to be enough supply coming into the market. But if you put an eighth of flower from an outdoor hemp farmer up against our, you know, Verano legacy brand, there's just going to be no comparison.
Awesome. Great answer. And also for the audience, I didn't tell him I was asking him that. So Aaron, quick shift to Minnesota here, man. Obviously uber limited in terms of who's participating in that market. How is that different strategy wise for you?
Listen, we want to build in strategic locations. So look at what we're doing on the East Coast. I mean, we are well positioned. I think we've kind of quietly built one of the strongest footprints on the East Coast. You know, we're doing the same thing in the Midwest. I mean, you look at what Minnesota offers, you know, New York is going to get all the headlines. Minnesota, it could be an unsung hero of this deal. And you look at two licenses, GTI is the other one that they acquired through Leafline. And it's very infant stages in that market. Flower just is rolling out into that market. Mm-hmm. So you think about the medical program can grow alone. And we're not necessarily just waiting for adult use to, you know, kick in for us to actually see strong growth in Minnesota. You're going to see it in multiple waves of medical to the transition over to adult use. And it's still early in the stages. We haven't seen a framework for an adult use program. But, you know, we are hearing that, you know, it's probably going to be pretty limited in you know, nature as well. So being a first mover advantage in a state that has a very strong population and only two players gives us a first mover advantage. And again, the Verano MO, we position ourselves in multiple states ahead of adult use turning on and making sure that we're building up our presence and enough supply to really be able to grab market share once these markets turn over to adult use.
What about Jersey, right? You mentioned it earlier. You said you looked at it. You maybe recognized a more immediate opportunity in New York. But what is your, you know, position regarding Jersey? What are your plans? How do you plan on going at Jersey? Because apparently, or it seems to me that it's a market of your interest and it very much fits in your, at least in your geographical scope, right?
So when you think about it from this perspective, you're running a business and you're trying to figure out where you're going to invest CapEx dollars. So fortunately, we were one of the nine initial license applicants that won in Jersey. We have a built out 120,000 square foot facility. We have three dispensaries that are up and running. We're working with the local municipalities to, you know, make sure that we're in compliance for once that adult use program turns on, that, you know, those stores can also flip on the adult use. We were ready to go in August. You know, when they initially said they're going to turn the Jersey program in August, we shifted our focus from a CapEx spend into Jersey. And we do have the luxury. I mean, this is something that we're very proud of, is that we self-fund CapEx. I mean, we are free cash flow positive. Plus, we, you know, self-fund all of our CapEx ventures. But Jersey was always a state that we invested in early. And so then they shifted to February and we're like, well, okay, well, we're still ready. And, you know, if you come into our cure room in our Jersey facility, I mean, we have buckets floor to ceiling with like top tier premium Verano flower that is really the legacy of the company, ready to go. And so now we're starting to hear, and I'm very careful because we're working really closely with state regulators, and we don't want to, you know, push too hard, yeah, but we are ready to go in that state. You know, we're starting to get some positive movement in that state. But again, this is another area that we are positioned ahead of adult use turning on. So think about this. We're going to get the Goodness Grove acquisition closed probably late this year, just to kind of caveat some of the hurdles we may have to get over. But, you know, from Jersey to New York to New Mexico, you know, to Connecticut, these are all states that we have a very strong presence in that are, you know, primed to transition over to adult use. And then you start thinking about that second tier. You know, we're in Maryland, we're in Pennsylvania, we're in Ohio, and we have maxed out footprints in these states. Florida is on the cusp of potentially rolling out adult use. So, you know, everything we've done, again, I really want to highlight the fact that we've been very strategic and deliberate. Yes, we've had to play catch up in the public market perspective, but from an operational perspective, everything is on par with what we're really trying to accomplish.
Your strategy seems to be very thought out in terms of how you're expanding, you know, and you talked about the Verano MO and gives us an insight into, you know, how you target certain markets. I'd love your thoughts on the year ahead. Obviously, we have a very heavy audience of individual investors. So when looking at Verano as an opportunity, how do they look at you in comparison to other MSOs or other operators in this market?
So it starts with our margin profile. We've always been margin first. We've been profitable since inception, and that's really fueled, you know, our ability to be able to self-fund our expansion. So, you know, the Verano profile is a margin first profile. It's what sets us apart, and we want people to understand as we're layering on additional assets to our portfolio that that top line is always going to drop into our typical margin profile once we get these assets built out. Obviously, an asset like Goodness Grove, it's going to take some time. We have to get control of the asset after, you know, we get the deal closed, and then we're going to come in and really build out you know, the facilities ahead of this, you know, adult use turning on. But for us, what sets us apart, it's the margin profile, it's the free cash flow generation, and now it's the footprint. You know, before everyone could say, well, that's great, they're, you know, producing, you know, a ton of cash and their margin profile is industry leading, but like they're not in New York, or, you know, we always had these but questions. We've literally checked off the boxes to now we have a comparable footprint to every tier one in the space. You know, again, little bias on my end, but probably, you know, the more strategic. And but we want people to understand the machine that we built from a profitability perspective. You know, George is very focused on the fact that we don't want to overgrow too quick or overspend. So what we have a history of doing is investing ahead of market growth, staying a step ahead of market growth, but not 10 steps worth to the detriment of our margins. And there's so much unpredictability in the states that we're operating in that it gives us flexibility to then pivot to different states as they come on or online or pick up steam. So, you know, it's the same thing with, you know, how we've done it really since inception. But yeah, so I think the profitability platform, the margin profile, and the way that we're building out, all the numbers are going to be the same. You know, people are going to look at that lead in slide in our investor deck and everyone's going to say, okay, well, they have X number of dispensaries. And so we start with the fact that, you know, we're one of the most profitable companies in the space, especially from a tier one perspective. We've been very conservative from a debt raising perspective. We have no sale leasebacks as of now, although we are inheriting a few through the Goodness Growth acquisition. But really outside of that, what we're starting to do, and one of the reasons I'm in New York right now is, you know, we're showing investors some facilities. We're making sure people understand what the quality is behind the numbers. We just don't want to throw a slide up and say, look how big we are. We want people to understand that there's quality behind our operations, and that always trickles down to the bottom line. And that's why we've been able to maintain that profile.
I have, you know, one question to close up. Unfortunately, we're running out of time, but, you know, this is sort of a tough question, not the toughest, but, you know, inspired on what you just said and some comments from the chat, right? And is, how do you do quality assurance and ensure that quality is consistent across states? One. And two, how do you respond when customers are not happy with quality, right? Because that happens as well. I mean, I don't know if it happens often, right? But it's important from an investor perspective as well to understand how a company responds, you know, to customers and considering you are in so many different markets, right? And each one of these markets, it's its own little universe.
I mean, it is a great question that we get constantly about, you know, how do you make the customer happy and how do you build a basically a platform to consistently produce the results that, you know, Verano, of the Verano standard. It starts with George. He built this company with a hospitality mindset. He's an entrepreneur. He's an operator. He wasn't a lawyer. He wasn't a banker. When he won the application in Illinois, he had already run businesses. He's already had to make customers happy. We have the mindset. George, you know, started with a diner, and, you know, we judge our product, our retail experience on the last, you know, experience that you would have coming into one of those. Because, you know, you go into one of George's restaurants, you're going to judge him on the last stack of pancakes you eat. You smoke our flour, mm-hmm. you're going to judge him on that. You go into our retail, yeah. the lighting, the sound, everything has to be up to par. And when we built, you know, again, it's like the framework, like we have a blueprint for how we're really trying to expand and you know, build out what we're trying to do here. It's not that hard. It's you produce a high quality product. You maintain consistency and availability of your product. And at times we're at a massive point of scale in the industry. So what we've done over the last couple quarters, I mean, it's no secret that there's been some challenges across the board. We've taken that opportunity to really see how we're growing our assets and making sure as these markets scale, let's take Illinois, for instance, that when the 185 dispensaries come online, that we now have even a more thorough process in place at our Albion facility to really continue to put that high scale quality product. We're not just a numbers game. Go back to my comment about the presentation slide. We're also not just putting product into the market. We would rather take product off the shelves if it doesn't meet the Verano standard. And I can tell you, if a retail is a store is not giving you the experience, something will change immediately. So we always constantly reevaluate our plan and you know, continue to go back to how we scale the business.
Aaron, it is always a pleasure to have you on, my friend. This is not the first and not the last time that we will get an update on Verano, but an exciting one right now with Goodness Growth Holdings joining the family at Verano. You know, we do have to wrap up here, but I want to give you one more minute here. You know, any last words, anything to be excited about in the near future for our investors?
You know, there's a lot of frustration in the market right now. And thank you for not asking me about the stock market, because your guess is as good as mine. You know, every day is a challenge. But what we don't run this company on a day-to-day basis. We don't look at the stock price on a day-to-day basis. That's all going to settle itself out as we build appropriately. So the exciting thing is, yes, there's some delays. Yes, COVID is still around. Now, who knows what's going to happen with Russia, you know, Ukraine. I mean, there's impacts to our market that we've had to face on a daily basis. However, that said, look at the growth drivers that we're building. Look at the states that we're investing in. We don't need like a safe banking to kick in for us to be, you know, a profitable, successful mm-hmm. company. We're already there. So when you actually look at the growth drivers that we have ahead of us, and once we actually can get a tailwind, we're not saying multiple or even more of a tailwind, because we have really not a lot in this industry right now. So supply chain issues, things cost more money. You start to ease COVID, you start to ease these things, and things start to be more normalized. You know, the growth drivers are there. So we're tremendously excited about what the future holds for Verano.
Amen. Thank you again, Aaron. We will see you on a fabulous panel in Miami, April 20th and 21st on the beach, if I'm not mistaken. But excited for that conversation.
Yeah, then don't judge my flip-flops then, because, you know.
Flip-flops and shorts in Etambia, Bahama. That is the dress code for our event.
No, please no. I mean, listen, we love these. We appreciate the exposure. We really do appreciate getting our story out there. So more to come, but I can tell you, you know, we're tirelessly working towards continuing to build this.
Thank you, Aaron. I know you guys support the industry at hand. So we will talk to you again soon. Have a fantastic rest of your day. Enjoy your trip to New York, greatest city on the planet. But we'll see you again soon, man.
All right. Javi the Terminator, Elliot, we appreciate it.
Later, man. Awesome. 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 Javi. I mean, what a great interview.
And I took it as a compliment at the very end when he said, you know, you didn't ask me about the stock market, because this is not really a show about the stock market.
We talk about stocks, y'all, but we talk about the opportunity here.
Exactly. This is fundamental investing. This is Warren Buffett style investing. You know, what we do is break down each business in the cannabis space for you to understand how they work and decide on your investment as a long-term investment, right? It's not about playing the stocks and seeing if they are up or down on a specific day. That is not what this is about. I mean, if you want to do it, go for it. There's a lot of money to be made, also lost.
All I'm going to say is I have to scold you for Jason Raznick for saying Warren Buffett. This is my duty as a Jason Raznickite. Warren Buffett. What? Well, you're welcome, Jason. You're welcome, Raz.
I am Javier Foreign.
Javier, you're incredible, man. Benzinga.com/cannabis all day, every day. Cannabis Daily. Every morning at 10 a.m., I talk about the likes of Verano. We break the news every morning. Come listen to me. We already talked to 10,000 people every month. You could be one of them as well. BZCannabis.com to come hang out with Javi, Aaron Miles, Aaron Thomas, and myself on Miami Beach in April. Last but not least, we are going to end with a cannabis preset that you could have access to public company data right at your fingertips.
Oh, man, I love Benzinga Pro.
Aaron Thomas, lead us out with it, man. Let's go.
Hello, folks. Let's talk briefly about the cannabis preset, our newest preset here in Benzinga Pro. I'm just going to click on the launch button for the cannabis preset. It's going to show you four different tools here. We've got two news feeds. The top one is going to have our aggregated wire as well as partner links. The bottom one is going to have press releases and SEC filings. The calendar tool is going to default to the analyst ratings calendar so that you can keep track of what different analysts think about these different stocks. Quick note here, you can actually change this to earnings and track the earnings just as easily as some of those analyst ratings. Lastly here, we're going to have a details tool, and the details tool is your kitchen sink, if you will. It's going to give you a quick chart, some company and industry information, ratios, ownership stats, shareholders, etc. You can also view financials here if you so desire. You can go to the chart tab, which will allow you to add indicators, drawings and studies, and you can review key data. If you want to check out news for only one stock instead of all of the cannabis stocks that we have given you here, simply type that ticker in the details tool and then click on the news sub tab. That will only show you news about that company. I hope that you find this helpful in keeping track of this exciting market.
Home. They say it's where the heart is. They also say it's wherever you make it. They don't say. It's where you unload your stuff, get tired halfway through unpacking, use some boxes as furniture, realize your oven mitt's in a box that doubles as a nightstand, don't want to buy a new nightstand, and use a towel as an oven mitt instead. But no matter where you call home, Geico makes it easy to bundle and save on renters and car insurance. Easier than grabbing a piping hot pan with a towel that's a bit too thin and trying to quickly get it to the counter. Ooh, hot, 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 hot.
Yeah, I was a heavy drinker, but I didn't recognize what the people closest to me recognized. I ended up laying flatlined on a hospital operating table. Somehow the surgeons brought me back to life.
When your life depends on it, there's only one place you can turn. Karen. A recent independent study showed that 94% of Karen patients were still in recovery 90 days post-treatment. Visit caron.org/real. Karen. Real results, real care, real about recovery.